Joyride. Two aides get Dad in the car on the second try. He meddles with his seatbelt, pats the dash, rubs his hands as if putting on lotion. The old farms excite him, so I drive out past dazed herds of condos to where big tractors are spreading manure, moving hay. Before his eyes drift cows hock deep in mud, a man scraping a house, all of it passing at 30 miles an hour, alpacas and merino sheep prized for their wool, ruined silo, bird dog crossing the road, woman looking up from planting a tree. I say I once drove past a field of camels in Vermont. He starts to tell a similar story, but none comes to mind. When we were kids, he'd fishtail up the twisty road to East Rock Park, throwing gravel, making crash sounds, heading straight for the tree. At the top, a monument to war dead disgraced by graffiti. At night, teenagers parked their cars by the stone tower. He never said why. Someone had drawn a penis on the plaque of names, the war dead who lay inside the monument in their grave. The same aides stand by, but Dad won't get out of the car. He's headed back to his childhood, which lives on in a few souls, his daughters. But they come once a week, and no one else knows the way. When they muscle him back into the wheelchair, he stabs with weak elbows, canine yelp. The doors open inward toward the aquarium, clear tubes forcing bubbles from a ship wrecked on lurid gravel. He likes to park close to the pump and filter's white noise. I tell him I'll see him again next week. He says, "Give me 10 minutes to pack."